It's not possible to get to the end of the glories of Sri Advaita Prabhu because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Throughout Chaitanya Charitamrita, you'll read Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami saying that it's not possible even to fully narrate just one day's activities of Lord Chaitanya. And of course, that includes his associates, Vishuddhatma, Nityananda, Abhidhuta, and Advaita Chandra. One of the three lords is the Mahaprabhu. The other two, they're also lords. In Panchatattva, the two lords, Nityananda and Advaita, serve the Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya. Generally speaking, you can say Advaita Prabhu is Mahavishnu. More specifically, more technically, he's an intimate limb of Mahavishnu. When it's time to call Lord Chaitanya into the world, that is done by Advaita Prabhu. And when it's time to send Lord Chaitanya from this world, that's also done by Sri Advaita Prabhu. Sri Advaita Prabhu, seeing the situation in Navadvipa and the surrounding areas, felt that the only hope for the people would be if Lord Krishna himself came to spread love of Krishna. Of course, Advaita Prabhu is the Supreme Personality of God, but in the role as a servant, he's speaking like that. Only the Supreme Master, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna coming as Lord Chaitanya, can rectify this situation. Although both Advaita Prabhu and Nityananda Prabhu are Supreme Personality of Godhead, in Chaitanya Leela, they feel themselves to be servants of Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, sometimes Advaita Prabhu would jump up and down all of a sudden, crying out and dancing, "I'm the servant of Lord Chaitanya. I'm the servant of Lord Chaitanya. I'm the servant of his servants." Then suddenly you sit down again and be quiet. He's feeling the ecstasy of servitude, and all the incarnations of Godhead are entitled to taste the mood of being a devotee. They actually like that better than being God. You've often said how in the material world everyone wants to be God, but in the spiritual world God wants to be a devotee. So you can see we've got our priorities upside down. We think we'll be happy by lording it over. For me, I am the center of attraction. My desires will be fulfilled. But in the spiritual realm, even the self-sufficient Supreme Personality Godhead wants to be a servant, a devotee. Because all the incarnations of Godhead are entitled to be bhaktas, they're entitled to be devotees, they appear in Chaitanya Leela as servants of Lord Chaitanya. Krishna himself wants to taste what it's like to be a devotee. He can't do that as Krishna. He does it as Lord Chaitanya. Krishna particularly wants to know, what is my dearest devotee, Srimati Radharani, feeling? What's it like to be in her position? What does she taste? What does her happiness feel like? What's in me that she relishes so much? So Krishna himself comes as his own devotee. And similarly, the other Vishnu-tattva, Mahavishnu, Balaram, they also come as servants, servants of the Lord, to taste that most precious nectar. Advaita Prabhu looked around and never even saw that although it was supposed to be such a spiritual town, city, there was deviation everywhere. Vedic type deviation. Demigod worship, jnana, metaphysical speculation. Everything except pure bhakti. and ability to remove that only by pure bhakti and the cycle of birth and death, the disease of material existence, be cured. How often do we think of material existence as a disease? It's like now, if you go to anxiety, will the bird flu spread from Asia all over the world? The scientists are warning. All it takes is for the bird flu to change chromosomes or something like that with regular flu that humans get, and we got a huge problem. So the people are all watching. The bird flu jumps from Vietnam to China. Bird flu is in Thailand. So they're concerned. We don't want to get the bird flu. It's no cure yet. Why not also understand that there is a disease known as material existence? That kind of flu. It's called bubble rogue. The disease, the rogue of becoming and unbecoming. That's a flu. You catch. So what are we going to do for curing that disease of becoming and unbecoming? The disease of repeated birth and death. How many people can see that as a disease? Requires a lot of explanation and some purification for the people to understand, I've got a disease. If you got the bird flu or SARS or something like that, you'd be very, very concerned. Oh my God, what am I going to do? But who is concerned about having the disease of Bubba Rogue? No one cares. Advaita Prabhu looked around, and even in Navadvipa, the seat of so much Vedic knowledge, he saw that there was no understanding of bhakti. There was demigod worship. There was all kinds of logical studies and great scholars in logic, nyaya. But no one understood what pure bhakti to Lord Sri Krishna. So Advaita Prabhu thought, only Krishna himself can rectify this situation. So he began to worship Tulsi Devi with Ganges water and loud cries to call for the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. So when Gaura Purnima came, everyone was chanting the holy name of Krishna to ward off any inauspicious effects of the eclipse. So everyone was down in the Ganges, bathing and chanting Hare Krishna mantra. And meanwhile, Advaita Prabhu, he and his associates, they knew Gauri is appearing. How appropriate that the Lord appears while everyone's chanting Hare Krishna. So he and his associates began to confidentially dance in ecstasy because they knew what was happening. Lord Chaitanya was called into this world by Advaita Prabhu. And he was also sent from this world by Advaita Prabhu. As the Lord's pastimes were finishing, he got a message from Advaita Prabhu that rice, there's no more demand in the marketplace for rice. Everyone is full, everyone is satisfied. Lord Chaitanya read the note. No one else could understand it. Lord Chaitanya became very silent. Advaita Prabhu had written it. Rice in the marketplace is no longer in demand. Everyone is happy and jolly. Their bellies are full. The devotees could understand what that meant. Lord Chaitanya became silent. Then they asked Lord Chaitanya, what does it mean? First Lord Chaitanya said, Advaita Prabhu, he's a great mystic poet. He writes poetry that no one can understand. And then Lord Chaitanya did partially explain. He said, and away from who invites me into this world and then sends me away. These appearance days of the members of the Panchatattva are very important for us in our preaching, because I know that often you all become, you all think, is it possible will we ever break through the dense ignorance of these people, of the situation? Of course, you always forget that, what are we doing? Obviously, it's possible to break through the dense darkness of ignorance and passion. You all weren't exactly chanting Hare Krishna from birth. But you are here because it is possible. Still, even though you know it's been possible for you, you wonder, well, how possible is it for many others? It's not easy to teach Krishna consciousness in the ancient Kali. Therefore, you have the appearance of Sri Advaita Prabhu, the other members of the Panchatattva. They show you it is possible. If we beg them for their mercy, then we can become their humble servants and assistants, then our efforts will be much more productive. Our abilities are very tiny, but when we are connected to Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Chananda, Sri Advaita, Radha, Shivas, then our efforts become very powerful by their mercy. So the devotee is always begging for the blessings of the Panchatattva. And today we're celebrating the famous day of Sri Advaita Prabhu, who with loud cries and his bhakti, by worshipping Tulsi Devi and Gandhi water, we attracted Lord Chaitanya to come to this world. So what can we do to attract the presence of the Supreme Lord? Yes, we try our best to make nice material arrangements, because the material arrangements are Krishna's energy. At the same time, we should know that Krishna is attracted not so much by the arrangements themselves, but by the effort, the bhakti, that we exerted in order to make the arrangements. This is a subtle point. Devotees misunderstand in both directions. On the one hand, you can think, well, since Krishna is not exactly relishing what we do and the arrangements we make, just relishing the bhakti feeling, well, maybe we shouldn't do anything, we should just have a good feeling in our heart. Then you go to the other extreme, Krishna, he's watching what we do, and we have to do everything perfectly, otherwise Krishna won't accept. But Krishna's not interested in the material definition of perfection. Perfection actually means bhakti, concentrated love and devotion. So much so that even from the material viewpoint, if what you're doing turns out not to be successful, but if it's done with all your effort and all your concentration, Krishna can accept it. Then it's a complete perfection, complete success. It's a little difficult to understand. That Krishna doesn't need anything and already has everything is no excuse for us to slack off. We try our best. You're not trying your best if you're not attentive to what you do. You're not sacrificial about what you do. You'll notice that in devotional service, often some effort's required. You have to take extra care. be very painstaking to do something. Whereas you, ordinarily you just, you know, slough your way through something, half do it. These situations which require the application of tolerance and care and patience, these are the situations in which you can develop your bhakti. As you all know, anyone can do something when it's easy. Suppose someone cares for you only when it's easy. But as soon as there's a little difficulty, a little inconvenience, then they disappear. How would you like that? But Krishna likes to see us react to situations in which we have to stretch a little bit, because that shows we care. And we should be eager for opportunities in which we can sacrifice for Krishna. Because we want our love for Krishna to develop. The more care and effort we take in doing something for Krishna, the more tasty an offering it becomes for Krishna. We want everything to be, to come out nice. But the fact is, if you try your best and put your everything into serving Krishna, even if it doesn't come out perfectly from the material point of view, still it's perfect if Krishna accepts it. You know the example, nectar devotion. One devotee was offering bananas to the Supreme Lord, and he was so overwhelmed in ecstasy that he was peeling the bananas, but he was offering the Lord the peels and throwing away the bananas. Krishna accepted. Now that doesn't mean that you don't have to pay attention when you're preparing food for the Lord, but it just shows you if you're doing your best, especially if you're absorbed in genuine love and devotion for the Supreme Lord, Krishna will accept. Krishna didn't reject the devotee's offering because it was the peels instead of the bananas. Krishna can eat anything and everything. He agrees to eat when there's devotion. You'll be happy in Krishna consciousness through devotion. Devotion means you try your best. How to serve Krishna. How to spread the glories of the Lord. You try your best. Be willing to undergo a little inconvenience. Isn't that the sign that you care? Suppose someone claimed they care for you, but they wouldn't undergo any inconveniences for you. You begin to wonder. But when we make that extra endeavor, take that extra step in order to please Krishna, that's how our devotion begins to expand. And when we do that day after day, then we become very convincing in terms of our bhakti. When it's there day after day, rather than just sporadically. When our heart's open for Lord Chaitanya and his associates, then Krishna consciousness becomes more easy. So on days like this, the appearance day of Sri Advaita Prabhu, we can beg that our hearts become residences for Sri Advaita and the other members of the Panchatattva. We have to convince Krishna that we want to be his instruments. Look at the situation around us. Look at ourselves. Without the mercy of the Panchatattva, what can we do? The more we become conscious of the glories of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Advaita Prabhu, Gadadhara, Srivas, the easier our spiritual life will be. Particularly, quite a few of you are doing the service of quote distribution day after day. You have no other shelter than Lord Chaitanya and his associates. And in fact, the special thing about that service is that it so wondrously gives you a chance to swim in the ocean of the Panchatattva. Because you're doing the front lines work, there is a special opportunity how to be aware of the glories of the Panchatattva. You may think, how can one go on doing this service, distributing books? How can one day after day keep it up? You can if you properly take shelter of the Panchatattva. If you properly seek to open up to Advaita Prabhu's mercy, it is possible. That is a reward of sankirtan time. A deep understanding of Lord Chaitanya and his associates. If you every day endeavor to see the sankirtan activity as part of Lord Chaitanya's program, then Lord Chaitanya will let you see how what you're doing is not an ordinary activity, and even though it's difficult sometimes, still if you go on, your spiritual understanding will grow. Of course, it's not like there's no difficulty in the material world. You can see that in cities. It's not like people have an easy life. What was it? I think yesterday I was, I had to do some business on the telephone. You know, they have these people who answer the phones. These days first, we dial and phone answers with some machine saying, for this situation, press 1, for that situation, press 2, for that situation, press 3. And finally, you get to a voice, get to a real live person. Imagine if you had that kind of job all day long. It's a very common job in England, because England's basically a service economy country. So I mean, so many people are employed just answering phones and things like that. Suppose that was you. Anyone ever have a job like that? How long did you last? How did you do it? Just phone up the phone. Hello, can I help you? So you had the goal in mind. So you underwent the austerities. You set a goal in mind. But otherwise, was it fulfilling? How many phone calls a day? Hundreds. Hello, can I help you? What would you say? What would you say? You don't remember? Every phone call, you had to be right there for the person, right? And they would monitor you sometimes, right? Make sure the quality of your response was up to par. Oh, yeah. Hello. Thank you very much for calling. Again, all day long. Is that austere? So what's the difference between that and sankirtan from the material point of view? Approaching person after person after person? But for our selfish goals, we'll do these things. But then when it's for someone else, especially when it's for the Supreme Person of God, it can get a bit shaky. So you were saving to go overseas. Now you're saving to go back to God. But still, you have to be goal-oriented. So you went through 8 months of austerity to obtain your goal. Anyone else done something like that? What? It wasn't so bad. He worked in a bank as a loan officer. That is suffering. These persons working like that. I had to go to a bank yesterday. And I just watched these ladies behind the glass window. Yeah. Person after person. Yeah. How do you keep that up? You know, how many hours a day? Eight? Eight hours? I mean, can you imagine doing anyone ever work in a bank here? No one. As a teller. Huh? For how long? How do you hold it? Keep up that pace, you know? Person after person after person. And you can't make any mistakes, right? How do you do it?
You must read poem a day.
That's a what?
Read
poem. He didn't even by the time they finish in the evening, their brains must be fried, huh? They just want to go out like they're drunk or something, huh?
Yeah.
Person after person. And you can't make a mistake. You got to be completely attentive, counting the money, you know? That's austere. We have such a nice life in Krishna consciousness. But sometimes we become doubtful because it's not for me, it's for Krishna. Why does Krishna have to get everything? As if we never went out into the cold before in order to get something for ourselves. As if we never executed austerities in order to get something for ourselves. As if we never put up with somebody we didn't like in order to get something for ourselves. It's amazing how for Krishna we become so, how should we say, we become so hesitant before ourselves will undergo anything. How to crash through this barrier of selfishness which is holding us back. On a day like today, the parents of the way to Prabhu, we can beg for his mercy. I'm so unhappy being selfish. It gets me nowhere, but I'm addicted to behaving like this. Please give me your mercy and let me swim in the ocean of love of Krishna. The selfless devotion. The Panchatattva are pleased especially by chanting and dancing. So if you don't know what to do in terms of how to glorify Krishna as the Panchatattva, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who is Adoita, and their associates, if you don't know what to do, just chant and dance. That's the main worship for Sushi Gauranatai. Anyone who's tried has to admit there's something very special about giving Krishna to others. And once you get into it, you such a taste. That taste is generated by the Panchatattva. The more the Panchatattva dance, the more it's easier to taste love of Krishna. This is an interesting point to understand. The more we glorify Krishna and teach others about Krishna, the easier it is for people to become Krishna conscious. So I ask all of you today to please beg Sri Advaita Prabhu, how we can do instruments for Lord Chaitanya. His loud cries attracted Lord Chaitanya to this world. So we beg Sri Advaita Prabhu that his loud cries will attract Lord Chaitanya's mercy upon us. You just get into Lord Chaitanya and his associates, get into reading about them, understanding them. then the whole point of what is preaching, what is sankirtan, will come alive in your consciousness. That's why Srila Prabhupada was so eager to give us Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Can read it over and over and over again, because the understanding of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita does not depend on material intelligence, it depends on your bhakti. That's why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, bhakti-yama-yajanati, only by devotional service can I be understood as I am. It's not a matter of scholarship or material intelligence or material expertise. It's all about the sacrificial attitude of wanting to please Krishna and giving a dedicated effort. So we want all of you to become involved in preaching Krishna consciousness deeper and deeper. And for that, you're going to need the blessing of Panchatattva. If you want something special to happen here, then you have to get their mercy. You can go about things in various ways. You can just do your duties mechanically. It's time to go out Sankirtan now. It's time to greet the guests. Or you can do them with heartfelt pleas that my dear Lord, Sri Advaita Prabhu, please accept this humble attempt of trying to serve you. I need more understanding. I need more knowledge. I need more devotion. Please help your inadequate servant. Questions.
Why is there the tendency yet to try to make an extra effort or guess to try to be attentive while chanting?
I think you forget and try to be attentive about chanting.
That's what I'm asking.
How can you forget that?
It's by laziness and...
Well, you just wake up in the morning and just grab your beads and just... Yeah. You don't think I should be attentive?
Okay,
well, and from the beginning, you should think about that. I recommend starting the night before. Prepare your mind as you're taking rest the night before. I'm going to wake up and chant with attention. If you get a head start on your mind. If you go to sleep with that intention, it's easier to wake up with that intention. Because the thoughts will stay lodged in your consciousness as you sleep at night. That's a prepare. Tomorrow I'm going to wake up and chant with attention. Or you even have your room prepared for that, or wherever you're staying. Everything all laid out when you take rest at night, if possible. But if you wake up in the morning and there's so much complexity awaiting you, then it's hard to channel attention. It's best you fix your mind and fix your situation right when you're taking rest at night, knowing tomorrow morning I have to get up and chant. Attention. So let me clear everything out of the way now, the night before. Oh, I should do it in the morning. It's difficult. In the morning, you just want to wake up, bathe, chant, do your morning program, chant. That's all. You had an opportunity to do that. So fortunate. You don't have to. race out early in the morning to catch early morning airplanes. Could you not? You think about being attentive. How can you communicate and not listen to the person? It's just not possible. How is your concentration when you sit down at a computer to fix a problem? You're totally focused, right? How do I solve this? So that is the concentration you should have when you chant. Just remember your concentration when you're sitting on a computer trying to solve something. That same concentration should be there for the holy name. At least that much. Otherwise it's cheating. Think of activities you do that you really concentrate on. It's different for everyone. What are some activities that people have done that really you can get into concentrating?
Driving.
What happened one time you were driving? since that time. I remember something. Oh, we were talking about whether you ought to go to Hungary or something, and you were driving all of a sudden, and you missed the turn, and you kind of had to do some fancy maneuvers to change lanes. I remember I asked, what's going on? Why'd you pay attention? Then Guru Vani explained, you mentioned something about traveling, so our minds just took off. Well, since then, concentrate.
I have a reason.
What's that?
I have a reason.
All right. Anyone else? What do you do?
New things.
New things, like what? But Krishna's name is ever fresh, ever new. That's what blocks is the reality. So now you come here to Manchester, so it's all new for you, so everything, getting on the bus, you take the bus in the way, so you concentrate, you know. It's all an exciting new situation. Krishna's holy name, the same name every day you chant, and it's ever fresh. What else do you do that you concentrate? Taking a shot. Yes, that's a good example. Remember the concentration when you're putting a love loop in your mouth. What does Rupa Goswami say? I don't know how much nectar is contained in the holy name. When the holy name touches my tongue, I desire many, many tongues. When it enters my ear, I desire many, many ears. Have you ever tasted the love loop? Wow, I wish I had 1,000 tongues. But as the Rupa Goswami said, it's like to taste the holy name. To hear something so good that you wish you had thousands of ears. That's the real standard of Krishna consciousness. What do you call one of you? That's an example of your concentration. Organize. Are you like organizing? And plan? Then you're really focused. Even power crime, what do you do? For concentration. That's a symptom of your ability to concentrate.
Cake decorating.
Oh, that's interesting. You really skin into it, putting the icing on and making letters, and I don't know.
Yeah, you really just have to be completely, like,
yeah,
absorbed. I don't, like, you know, just kind of like light decorations or make sure everything looks completely perfect.
Really?
And then you have to be.
Really?
Yeah.
You have to show us. I can't remember. Cake decoration concentration. Sounds like a tasty one. You know, we'll be willing to sample the results. Are you preparing us for the future? Do you just decorate the cakes, or you bake them too?
Bake them and decorate them.
Well, what's been going on here? How long are you here for?
I'm sorry, you actually
okay, all right, yes. What else? For me, I'm making travel arrangements. To me, I can really concentrate. I can burn through 5 different airline schedules at one time. Keep juggle 10 different kinds of airline fares and dates and just lock it completely. If you ever come to my room and see me, really focus on something. Tell me what it is. How to save, how to save 50 pence. So that shows us the power of concentration we have. And certainly in personal interactions with someone we really want to listen to, and we're very focused. So that shows you the power of concentration that we can give to the whole meeting. How can you be around someone you care about and not listen? Carefully. Wait till you're a married man and you'll find out. The greatest mistake you can make is not to be fully locked into attentive hearing. If you care about someone, you'll be very attentive to hear. And I like listening to devotees. I care about their voice, and I'm listening about their life, what they bring to the room. If you care, you listen carefully. By listening carefully to someone, then Krishna gives you intelligence. What to say to help the person? Other questions? For me, the more I chant, the more I feel the need to chant better. That's just the way it's going to be. You can go on and on like that. You always feel and think there's so much more of a holy name to be had. Because the holy name is is ever fresh. Something I think, what is wrong with my ears? What is wrong with my tongue?
It said that we're chanting, the mind has a tendency to wander. If we're consciously trying to, every time the mind attention goes, as soon as we realize, then bring the attention back to the sound of the holy name. And even if it's, you know, 500 times during the period of our japa, then just that. The fact that we're making that constant effort to bring it back again, that that's considered none of that. Is that a correct understanding?
That meaning, what is your meaning? Is that considered good or bad, or what does that mean?
Yeah, is that considered, like, that the effort is, even if, because of our mind's conditioned nature, then it keeps running away, but if we're making that effort to constantly back.
Well, let's give a practical example. Suppose you're trying to talk to your husband and it might be that he's thinking of something else at the time, worried about something else, you know, real estate, you know, sell a house, mortgage, this, that. But you're wanting to talk. And then you see him again and again make the effort. Oh, yes. And his mind goes back to the problems. Oh, well, I'm sorry, yes. What would you say? How would you feel?
It'd probably just in my head. It'd probably in my head.
What do you mean?
I'd probably get frustrated with him.
Why? In fact, he's making an effort?
But if he kept.
If he doesn't, like, completely get smiling out your mouth. You see what it's all about. Total surrender. You wouldn't be impressed by the fact he's trying to hear?
Yeah, I guess I would. I guess I just had some bad experiences.
Yes, the endeavor to hear the holy name impresses Krishna. If he didn't care, he wouldn't try. Day after day we're thinking, how am I going to arrange my life, my day, so I can hear better? Krishna becomes impressed by that. Krishna's a person. The today we can make a Dvaitacharya for the chance to be an instrument in Lord Chaitanya's plans. Don't think this begging will all have no effect. Don't think like that. You will see. And what other opulence do we have here? The opulence that we have, 10 hands, is just begging Panchatattva for their blessings so we can spread their glories. How much do we want that? That each one has to decide. Why be here in Manchester with all the wonderful weather? Unless we're begging for the mercy of the Panchatattva. I remember an example. It was in Hades. And we had about 8 Sankirtan devotees for the Christmas marathon. And they were going out in Sankirtan like 25 and 30 below weather in Norway. And this is when there's much more book distribution going on than there is now. So those 8 devotees in 30 degree weather, -30, they distributed more books in the Christmas marathon than like 50 Sankirtan devotees from France. At that time France was huge. 50 in Italy, Los Angeles, defeated everyone except Jubal in Bombay, which had like 500, Indian Sankirtan devotees. So then I could see what the power of bhakti is. So each one of you has the capacity to do so much. If you'll focus properly on the holy name and beg the Panchatattva, and then you do your best to introduce Krishna consciousness to others. Keep yourself enlivened by the glories of the Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita. Keep yourself enlivened and then give to others. Then your understanding of the Panchatattva will grow. You'll understand what is the flood of love of God. You want to feel that flood. These are the benefits that Advaita Prabhu is offering to us. And then people will be attracted to taste this greatest nectar. They'll see you tasting, they'll also want to taste. But today, on the holy appearance day, Sri Advaita Prabhu, let's beg Advaita Acharya. We can focus on the job at hand. And let's try to impress Krishna with our devotion. Other questions? Fix your mind on them. Isn't it strange taking someone's feet? Take your mind and fix them on the feet. What is the difficulty? Mind on those who make Krishna also means fix your mind on devotional service. If you're thinking, I'm doing this for Krishna, you're thinking about Krishna. You may be just thinking, apparently, of all the details of the service, but because that service is for Krishna, you're thinking about Krishna. That's why we're not afraid to get absorbed in the details of our service. That means you're not forgetting Krishna. That service is Krishna. But there's a time for being absorbed in the details of our practical service, and there's a time for being absorbed in the holy name, meditating on the lotus feet of Krishna. It's all one, but as Prabhupada explained, you have to be guided in that oneness by the spiritual master. Typing about Krishna is the same as chanting japa for Krishna. But if you just say, I'm not going to chant japa because I'm always typing for Krishna, then you've made a big mistake. Although both are one, you have to be guided in how to deal with that one by the instructions of, in our case, by the family of Sharia. So when you're at school, you can have a picture of the deities with you and meditate on the lotus feet. Like listening to lectures sometimes, you have to listen to lectures. You have to listen to lectures sometimes? Yeah. So you have to just want to look at the professor all the time, do you? You don't want to look at the guys around you. So just have a picture of the deities and just stare at the lotus feet. Practical. Yes?
Very much. Attentiveness obviously means that whatever it is that they're doing at that moment, then they're fully focused on that. Then sometimes you might find that the details about of different services into our mind when
you're
trying to do something else. How do we?
Yeah, practice. It's a lifetime career. Gradually, over the years, you'll find it'll become the opposite. You'll find that you'll concentrate on one thing, and until you've completed it, you won't concentrate on something else. That's efficient. Otherwise, you're always jumping, flitting back and forth. It's not very productive. You ever notice persons who know how to concentrate? They don't put something, they don't let go of something until they put it down, until it's in its place. If you're talking to someone on the phone and someone comes in the room, you deal with what you talk on the phone, get that done, then you put the phone down and deal with the person. That's more productive than you're on the phone talking to someone comes in the room. It seems, in the beginning, it seems more productive to, you know, just think about everything at once, but after a while you realize it isn't. What you're doing at the moment, do it well, and then complete it, and then go to the next thing. And you'll find you'll get more things done properly that way, rather than just juggling a million things at the same time. Be very deliberate about what you do. That comes from attentive chanting. But if you're talking so on the phone, talk. Do that, you're serving Krishna, do that, and then go to the next thing. If you're decorating a cake, then focus on that. Whatever. Be there for Krishna. And you'll find, especially if you're involved in management, you have to be a little firm and not let the devotees drag you off of one point of concentration onto another until you're finished. You may notice I do that. If I'm on the phone, I'll do something. I won't budge. I'll just, you know, and then I'll see what else is happening. It's more efficient that way. It takes a while to understand that. Like if you enter my room and you see me focusing on something, I won't just drop what I'm focusing on and then, you know, I'm just, oh yes, what do you want? Because that's a waste of energy. If you're finished what you're focusing on and then go to the next thing, otherwise you're just like, you know, you become very frustrated. So devotees who are involved in managing things and other persons, you have to remember that. Each thing, do conscientiously and deliberately for Krishna. And go to the next thing. Just tell the person, I'm sorry, I'll just give me a few minutes, I'll be ready. Don't be afraid to do that. Oh, you'll just like, yeah. You'll be like a rubber ball bouncing from wall to wall. And if you let the Hare Krishnas do that to you, they definitely will. You know? It'll be like a rubber ball, just slotted from wall to wall. But you clearly give off the understanding that when I'm finished this, then I will deal with that after other way is trained up. But they see that they can turn you into a rubber ball, they'll go for it. You know, they're hobbies, you know? And then when you get burned out, they'll say, ah, oh, let's see. So you have to know how to protect your service to Krishna. It's like if you're driving, you drive, you concentrate. The last kind of driver you want is, you know, a driver who, while driving, and you start talking about something, and take your eyes off the road, load it. The last kind. But that's the same in any activity. Be there for Krishna's pleasure in what you're doing, and finish it and go to the next thing. Then you get a lot of things that are well done, rather than a million half-done things. At the end of the day, you're like, ugh. Someone wants to talk to you, make a time to talk to the person, and you talk to that person. Have a time for everything. Someone else calls while you're talking to someone personally. Think whether you want to answer the phone at that time or not. Just handle them all, you know? And no one's asking you to. That's the joy of taking prasad. When you take prasad, you're fully focused. You don't have anything to disturb you, right? Someone calls up, tell them I'm taking prasad. So you can focus like that in all your devotional activities. When you're distributing books, you're talking to someone on the street, you're fully focused. You're there for that person. You create like a little cocoon with just you and that person. You know, it could be buses whizzing by, traffic, this or that, but you have the ability, or you should have the ability, to encase that person in a little world where it's just you and the person, and you're engaging them, trying to engage in the Krishna service. So you'll be able to do this the more that you try to hear the holy name. You'll be more attentive in your service. The more attentive you are in your service, the more you'll hear the holy name. That's why we try to get you all to take your service, the practical details, very seriously. Because it's for Krishna. This is an aspect of Prabhupada that a lot of devotees don't know about these days. He was very much on top of being focused on what you're doing, because it's for Krishna. Not that he would just speak of the glories of Krishna, and then when it came time for practical things, just, no, not at all, totally the opposite of that. So let's beg Advaita, Sri Advaita Prabhu, for these kind of gifts of concentration, absorption, compassion. What are we doing here? We don't care for others. There's so many things you all could be doing. But we're here trying to show compassion for others. Alright, so we're fasting this morning. Hare Krishna. Shri Advaita Prabhu ki jai.